As our beloved Master Saint Germain once again speaks to us, we bless him and thank him as never before for all he has done for us. Well, my beloved family of freedom, once again we're together. Thank you, dear hearts. Not that we were separated. It just seemed so for a while. Won't you be seated, please? And as we enter into our family conference again, may we feel closer than ever the approaching power of a miracle Christ for which you have been calling. For it shall come into outer action, and may I say to you tonight, while you have given many decrees and your calls have been constant, yet do not be discouraged. Just remember that as the destructive forces increase their destructive action, then as your decrees and your calls increase, that blazes around you the cosmic fire that keeps crowded out the destructive things that would otherwise gain your attention, and through your attention again absorb your energy. So the moment there is a wave of destruction, jump into the lap of your I Am presence, so to speak, and make your calls with greater intensity, so that, and know that the presence in answering your calls flashes the cosmic fire that crowds back that which seeks to disturb you or seeks to limit you. For your application, my dear ones, until your ascension is complete, is the most necessary thing in your life streams, and far more necessary than food to your bodies. And I congratulate you all for being willing to make the application you have thus far. And until the earth is completely cleansed of that which has tortured life so long, you must keep up the guard. At no time can you let down your application, both for your protection and for the call of the cosmic fire to more rapidly come into the physical activities of the world and more powerfully surge and flash to crowd back that which seeks to disturb. Because until it is consumed by the cosmic fire, it exists but to torture life. So if we're going to remove the conditions that have been so distressing, then we're going to use more and more of the cosmic fire in outer physical activities until it compels the removal of that which does not give obedience to the great law of harmony and purity on the divine way of life. Well, I want you to feel, as you have never felt tonight, never felt before, the encouragement of tonight. And oh, dear ones, When you call forth and you say, I am the miracle Christ, wiping out of these conditions everything that seeks to disturb, while that flame from your higher mental body moves in and does its perfect work. And as you use it more and more, the appearances will change more rapidly. And the faster they change, the more encouragement that will bring to you, until it touches your feeling world. For there is where you need this positive force that makes you know that freedom is a continual use of this cosmic Christ fire. Whether it manifests from the mighty Helios as the violet rays activity to the earth, whether it manifests in the unfed flame or the sevenfold flame of the Elohim, or what, in whatever way it manifests, the miracle Christ is the drawing of the cosmic fire from our octave into the conditions of the physical world to compel perfection. I tell you, precious ones, when you take your stand, I demand the miracle Christ compel God's freedom here. Why, your a few demands with a positive force in your feelings will compel conditions to be changed. It might seem that you're using a great deal of energy now, but if so, more has been supplied, hasn't it? Thank you, precious ones. You're all using infinitely more energy every day in your decrees and your activities to produce perfection than you did even a year ago. I don't believe you're any the worse for wear. At least you don't look it. So let us just be happy in the use of this greater energy of life which is contained within the sacred fire. When you say the miracle Christ, be prepared to see the fire in action. I do not mean physical fire, but I mean the inner fire stir into outer action the conditions that will yield you greater perfection. Now, someday you must come to abide within that miracle flame. So when you call the miracle Christ fire into outer action, and you know it is your home, you know it is your powerhouse, you know it has to be used in order to change conditions that are wrong into that which is right, well then, your main business in life, precious ones, is to draw this sacred fire from our octave into the physical conditions to compel them to become what you want. It is the mightiest power. It is the scepter of freedom. It is the glory of God. And therefore, when you demand the glory of God come into the physical world and shut off that which is dishonor to God, well, then the fire must come. I want you to feel it's the greatest privilege in the universe to understand this law at this time, so you may continually be an open door through which these activities of the sacred fire have full flow into the physical world. For many times, dear hearts, when you're making intense application for something that is of a personal nature to correct conditions in your own world, at the same moment, the higher mental body is using the same fire activity to affect your city or the nation. and therefore your individual efforts in the correction of the conditions of your own individual affairs become the carrier, so to speak. Your outer efforts to perfect your affairs when you're using this miracle Christ fire becomes the carrier of the cosmic fire into the world's conditions to assist all life to be free, as you yourselves are making the application to free your worlds from limitation. And it is a very wonderful action of life. And we always stand ready to help you adjust any condition in the physical world, so long as you keep demanding the miracle Christ in his fiery freedom to the earth. Miracle Christ, fiery freedom shall possess this land. It shall set the people free. I have not worked all these centuries uselessly. The appearance world may seem at times chaotic, but at least I have drawn this many life streams up into the greater light. And if I could draw a few, then with greater effort, I can draw more. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now then, by the application of the law, as you have understood it thus far, you have brought yourselves this far in the light with our assistance. Well, then, we can go all the way through into the ascension. And so it is with your nation. As you make effort and you see this condition corrected, of that little condition corrected, with more application, there will be more conditions corrected. And there is nothing too great to attain. There is nothing too small to be charged with perfection. There's nothing too unimportant to receive the command for perfection. And when you say, I demand the miracle Christ, blaze its fire here and shut off this human forever. Why, my dear ones, it's like a flash of lightning. Cuts through the condition and shatters it apart and sets it on fire. To be consumed by the interaction of the fire element. And so you can, with your own freedom, when you demand the miracle freedom of cosmic Christ fire, well, the flame flashes and burns away that which otherwise would be your limitation. So regardless of how much effort it seems to take, you have so much to be encouraged about in that which you have accomplished thus far, that to go on to the full victory should from now on be a great thrill and a great joy of absolute certain attainment. And don't forget, beloved ones, to call forth into the physical world that which glorifies your own I Am presence. Few people are concerned about the glorifying of that beloved I Am presence. And yet, why should you not glorify it? It has glorified you through the centuries with the wonderful glory of its love. Therefore, when you demand conditions, come into the physical world that glorify your I Am presence. I'm the ascended host who have assisted you through the centuries. Then will you find burning within the feeling world of mankind once again the fiery desire and devotion to honor God. Now that's what they need. You must make burn again within the mental and feeling world of mankind the desire to glorify God, the desire to let the fire of their love burn upon the altar of the outer self to glorify the source of perfection. And that's mankind's duty to God. The great God presence of life, in its magnificent activity of the cosmic beings, has created the world and placed upon it the magnificent glories of nature, both on the surface and within the structure of Earth itself. In the use of that intelligence which has created the planet and continually sustains its expanding activities of life's beauty and perfection, all has been to the glory of the life that is greater than the earth. And when this outer self understands that its supreme duty and responsibility in this universe is to glorify that I Am presence and to so expand the flame of the miracle Christ in all action, then will the outer self understand the true business of life. Everything that is done in the physical world should be to the glory of that beloved I Am presence. So will you from tonight on try to feel that when you call to that beloved I Am presence, call with all the love and devotion of your being and realize that when you want to change conditions in the physical world, it is not just with a demand to the presence to release the fire that changes the conditions, but it is to the glory of that mighty I Am presence that you make the demand for the miracle fire of cosmic Christ perfection and freedom burn its way through all conditions in the physical world until there is revealed from within the fire, the cosmic fire of all creation, the glory of the divine plan made manifest. And then will you know mastery. The moment you train the outer self to glorify that I Am presence, glory will attend you and your efforts always bear the fruit of perfection. Did we not in the beginning of this I Am instruction give you the command, I Am the presence that glorifies you? Hasn't the beloved I Am presence been glorifying you with the release of its boundless gifts? Then is it not the duty of the outer self to glorify the presence? It most certainly is. And the individual that gets the deep feeling of this tonight, that the outer self's daily activities are to glorify that I Am presence, then as you do that which bears honor to your beloved I Am presence, will you find its greater and greater glories and powers bringing into your outer use that which honors you. When you use that phrase, I Am the presence that glorifies you. That is the giving. That is the presence speaking and commanding the outer self to receive the blessings which it offers. And so the outer self should remember that its paramount duty is to do everything here in a way that reveals the glory and perfection of the cosmic fire's activity from the presence through the outer self until your every act in the physical world glorifies that presence and stands before the world and bears witness to its authority, its perfection, its love, and its cosmic fire here. That is the duty of the outer self. Then will the two become one in outer manifestation and the master powers of life's perfection and the glory of eternal freedom will make you able to go forward without any limitation in the physical world on the conditions that heretofore have been your problems and distress will now become the perfection of that miracle Christ fire that shall glorify all creation with its beauty and power of joy to life everywhere. Try to understand what is within the word glory. Shall I tell you? Thank you, precious ones. The word glory is the glow of the ray from the present. Therefore, as it has glorified you with that ray of its own life, which comes into your outer self, then you, in the obedience to its great divine plan, allowing that to flow without interruption, glorify the universe about you and bear witness to the reality of its authority and perfection of the victory that life intends you to express in this world. Won't you be seated, please? And as you ever dwell within the glow of that ray of life, from the heart of your blessed I Am presence, will you find it illumining the outer self until the outer self will glorify the atmosphere in which it moves by glowing its light into the air, until you too become the luminous being that is your destiny. For your presence is self-luminous. The sun is self-luminous. The atmosphere of mankind without discord in it is self-luminous. And as you learn to glorify your presence, will you find the body becoming self-luminous with the glow of the ray of life from the heart of the higher mental body. So I trust tonight this will mean more to you than you have ever realized when you say you demand the miracle Christ. Glorify your beloved I Am presence through you and through all physical conditions until the earth itself becomes self-luminous. Try this. Do you remember once I said, It is as easy to illumine the atmosphere about you as it is to turn the switch on the wall and let your lights come into the room. In fact, it's easier. You don't quite believe me tonight. But one day you will. For I am going to glorify you. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? That is why I gave you the use of the violet consuming flame in the beginning, that you might glorify the body with the beauty and the perfection of the higher mental body by letting the glowing violet ray passing through the substance of the outer self consume the density or the slower rates of vibration that casts the shadow. Now, do you know what the violet flame means? It is the miracle Christ fire. And since the duty of the outer self is to keep this glowing ray from the mighty I Am presence filling and passing through the outer self to the illumination of the atmosphere about you, since that is the duty of the outer self, is to give full freedom to the release of that ray from your higher mental body into your outer affairs, then you move in a sun of its own miracle Christ fire. And wherever you move, that fire sends forth its blessing of love and perfection and supply and perfect balance, its purity and illumination into all substance that it contacts, and then that way raises everything into its own luminosity. So the word glory will mean more to you tonight than you have ever realized before. Now, when you speak of your flag as old glory, just know it means the glowing love of the mighty I Am presence that governs the destiny of your nation. That is forever from within that love, pouring forth the illumination that brings freedom to the country and sustains the blessings of God, which that freedom is. And when you demand the miracle Christ, guard old glory within your borders. Guard the glory of your nation to love God and to compel freedom to life. Then will we walk hand in hand with the legions of the miracle Christ, and they shall render their service until the miracles fill the nation, until they set it free. So, precious ones, thank you. From tonight, make the call and give the mighty iron presence of all the American people a chance to release this more intense action of cosmic Christ fire within the nation. And demand that the miracle Christ blaze the cosmic fire within your nation that glorifies it with the eternal freedom and purity that enables America's light to expand until it illumines the rest of the world, and the shadows that have held mankind in slavery through the centuries shall now recede as this cosmic fire grows brighter and extends farther and crowds back that which would otherwise destroy you. Make your demands with all your feelings for the mighty I Am presence to charge the miracle Christ fire throughout your nation to glorify your mighty I Am presence, and let its freedom descend and hold mankind away from that which otherwise will engulf them. So tonight, may we celebrate with you tonight, as your bodies are put to rest, the attainment that the mighty Helios has accomplished in these dictations of the last 2 weeks. You are fortunate indeed. Will not know how fortunate until you come into our octave permanently. But as the power has been drawn each night to enfold you, and as the explanations of the cosmic fire have been given, that has gone on and on and on, and will burn its way through everything that is of the shadows until there are no more shadows. Please be seated. So let us move into action, and in the glory of our love to that beloved great being, the mighty Helios. In the silence of your own heart's flame, may love pour to him that glorifies this whole system of worlds. So as we enter deeper now into the use of the miracle Christ fire that glorifies in the physical octave everything, into the raising, purifying, dazzling light in its cosmic action that flows forth from the mighty Helios. May you realize that each day you live to glorify your mighty I Am presence, and in outer physical action, let its cosmic fire flow through you into outer physical conditions until it too glorifies or glowing through its own fire element raises the earth to the luminosity of a sun. You are individual suns within the atmosphere of earth. And as you are more and more conscious of the outpouring of that miracle Christ fire, which is the love from your higher mental bodies, and you will demand that come into outer physical conditions and compel the purity and the perfection that glorifies that I Am presence, then its heaven is made manifest on earth, and your earth becomes the luminosity that is evidence of ascended master perfection. So may we go forward to this greater attainment and enjoy without limit the use of these magnificent commands that the mighty Helios has given, any one of which will perfect you and your worlds. You have been showered with powerful statements, which, if used, will as surely glorify you and glorify the world with the mighty love from beloved Helios' own heart. And as you live in that glory, will your own light expand to glorify others as the presence has glorified you. And in that light is all of everything. Its master presence will forever take you to the greatest heights of attainment and will perfect everything on your pathway with joy that none can ever take away from you, so long as eternity lasts. Into its heart do we call you tonight. Kneel at the altar of its immortal flame and know yourselves as that fire being from the heart of the central sun that says, I am. I'm perfection manifests in action to glorify the source of your existence. May its love fill you tonight and draw to you every good thing. And as you use it to fulfill the divine plan, more shall come to bless you until your presence has unconditional freedom through you in the physical octave to bring its perfection here, that is to transmute the earth into the Ascended Master's octave. So to the glory of its love, may we call you and may you enjoy every step of the way to the attainment of your eternal glory in the ascension. To the honor flame of God's cosmic heart do we call you, that it may honor you and glorify everything in the physical world with the light from our octave, that is the radiation of our love, brought here to perfect all forever. To its eternal mastery do I commend you tonight, and may it bring you a feeling of your eternal freedom that comes only within the miracle Christ fire of our love that illumines all. Thank you with all my heart, and I shall ever await every opportunity to glorify you with this power of the violet consuming flame and the activity of the cosmic Christ fire that shall live around you forever and bless you with its eternal peace. Thank you. Thank you, beloved Saint Germain, and all our hearts' love for eternity. And may we live the rest of our unascended time to glorify you as your love has glorified us and brought us this far in the light. May we all be clothed in that love to our presence which draws its light in greater intensity around us and fills the world around us with its love and purity and freedom in your service forever. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all under this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such miracle Christ fire from the heart of our mighty I Am presence and the Ascended Master's octave, that it compels the purification here that forever bears witness to the truth and the glory and the love of that blessed I Am presence whose sacred fire rules throughout creation forever. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in that miracle Christ fire that glorifies all with your obedience forever. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty Victory. Thank you, beloved mighty Saint Germain. May we live every hour until our ascension is complete to the glory of our mighty I Am presence and to you and for the freedom of our nation, the heart of the world. And now, may the miracle Christ fire burn within our people until its flame expands and purifies everything, and the nation itself allows the light of the mighty I Am presence to be the government of our land and the blessing to the earth that serves our glorious beloved Saint Germain. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, and the seven great archangels, we call as never before to clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim that glorifies us with their victory for eternity. May the beloved Arcturus compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of Thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of this world, let us move in this world but not of it, and pouring into it the miracle Christ fire that glorifies all the cosmic light from the ascent of Master's octave. Let the purification take place quickly, and we move forward to that victorious accomplishment of manifesting the heaven on earth for which we have called. And we accept that even as we make the call. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have. Raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and so charge it with that miracle Christ fire from the heart of the mighty I Am presence of the great central sun, that it glorifies the earth with a violet consuming flame that purifies it and sets it free for eternity. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those on this radiation. Expand that in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light. And make those on this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, to the glory of that mighty I Am presence and the ascended host whose love of eternity sets us free. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the sacred fire of immortal purity and the miracle Christ love that forever comes into outer action and raises all to ascend to master perfection as soon as possible.